You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, shake off the beast. Strong's definition of beast is a dangerous animal, venomous, wild. Let's take a look at the book of Acts, chapter 28, verse 2. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. Barbarous here means they don't speak the same language, or one whose language they don't understand. Verse 3. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. Viper means poisonous ass or adder, not an ordinary snake. Verse 4. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. The idea was held by the heathen that if one was worthy of death, a serpent would bite them. They knew his previous situation, that he had escaped the sea. Sometimes there are those who don't speak the same language as you and have their own beliefs. They have watched you go and escape one thing after the next, and now you have been bitten by something venomous. And they're drawing their own conclusion as to why this happened to you. In their own minds, they're making you guilty for something you have not done based on their beliefs. Let's take a look at verse 5. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. This is how Paul handled snakes. Here's my moment of transparency. I've had to learn that when you go through one storm or situation and come out on the other side of it, that does not mean that things are going to technically ease up. Being emotional from the last storm or situation or traumatizing event is a recipe for the effectiveness of what may come next that is venomous. I had to learn how to have faith during the storm or situation, breathe in between the storm or situation, and understand and live the true lifestyle of a believer. I had to learn not to make the thing I may be experiencing at that time about me. Yes, I may be the one going through it. However, I don't know who's watching me, and their eyes may be open to the power of God in my life based on how they see me navigate through it. Let's take a look at Mark 16:17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Verse 18, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now, in this verse, take up serpents is to take up, remove, take away, destroy, put away, do away with, immunity from their bites and power over them in conflict. Let's look at Luke 10, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, in this verse, power is delegated authority, the right to use power as received and when needed to destroy Satan's works. To tread upon means to have absolute mastery over. Serpents, scorpions, and all power over the enemy refers to demon powers. Overall, it is speaking in reference to devils, Satan, serpents, scorpions, power of the enemy, and spirits. Now let's go back to the book of Acts, chapter 28, and let's look at verse 6. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. A great while was a longer time than they knew the poison of the viper would have killed the average person. They said Paul was a god based on their culture and what they believed. They believed that Hercules was a dispeller of evil and that he destroyed two serpents when he was attacked in his cradle when he was a baby. So this is what they identified Paul with as being a god because of their belief. That was that culture They believed that. Their mind being changed was the beginning of preparing for what would take place next. When there's a language barrier, different beliefs, different culture, words cannot be used to change the minds of others. Sometimes it takes an act of something for others to see with their own eyes the true power of God. Something has to happen that they can identify with. You know, they knew, or their belief at that time was, you know, if a viper, you know, something poisonous bit, okay, well, this must be, you know, you must have done something. You know, death must be upon you. You must have done something to deserve this. In their minds, based on their understanding. When there is a language barrier, different beliefs, different culture, sometimes words cannot be used to change the minds of others. Sometimes it just takes an act of something for others to see with their own eyes the true power of God. Here was a culture of people who had their own mindset and the idea that, you know, that was held by them, that if one was worthy of death, a serpent would bite them. So that was their belief. So now it took something that they believed in to see with their own eyes. They believe, okay, the serpent bit you, a serpent bit Paul. Okay, well, you must be, you know, worthy of death. You must have done something worthy of that bite. So because of their belief, they were met right where they were. You believe that? Now watch the power of God move, because they strongly believed that. So when they saw that nothing happened to him, he just shook off the beast, and they waited a great while. The average time it would take for the venom of that venomous snake, that viper that bit him on his hand, there should have been a sudden death, and it didn't happen. They waited for him to swell up. Didn't happen. They waited for him to fall suddenly. Didn't happen. So when they saw what should have normally happened to the average person, that whole experience of seeing with their eyes, what should have been the norm of someone falling suddenly or someone swelling up, didn't happen. Now their minds were changed based on their culture and their understanding and their belief. They saw Paul still standing. They saw Paul shake the beast off back into the fire. They saw Paul. Nothing happened to him. So now their minds were changed. Let's look at Acts 28 verse 7. In the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. Now, in the same quarters is in the same place or on that part of the island. Chief man is Greek for the first man. Now, the thought here is to be the governor of the island. Verse 8, and it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. Verse 9, so when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. So we see that Paul shaking off this beast into the fire. And the heathen's eyes, his whole culture, the eyes are open and they see the power of God working through him. He should have fallen dead, but he didn't. So now their eyes are open, their minds are changed. Now here he is, the chief man of the island. Here's a level of influence. Now the chief man of the island, you know, has now received them. And now, you know, they lodged, you know, 3 days, and he was courteous to them. And now his father, Publius, his name is Publius, the chief man's name is Publius, his father lay sick. And when his father became sick with the fever and of a bloody flux, Paul entered in and prayed, laid hands on him, and he was healed. Paul had access. The demonstration of the serpent going back into the fire and not killing him, their eyes were able to see, oh, the power of God working through this man. He had access. Now the situation presented itself. This man who had influenced, the chief of the island, the chief man of the island, his father got sick. Now Paul got access. And he comes, lays hands on the man and heals him. After that was done, you know, now others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed. So Paul shaking off the beast, the venomous beast, back into the fire, and nothing happened to him. No harm came to him. Now open the opportunity for him to be used by God to heal others. So sometimes we can look at things and make it about us, and it's not about us. It's not about us at all. Paul, back in chapter 27, had just gone through the whole shipwreck situation. Now here he is, you know, amongst his culture. They don't speak the same language. And now here comes a viper on his hand. And he's not moved by the viper, just shakes off the beast. As the believer, as a believer in Jesus Christ, shaking off the beast into the fire. No harm came to him. Because why? These signs shall follow them that believe. One of them, take up serpents. He shook it off. Done with it. The power of God moving through him. And they were able to witness and see nothing happened to him. So now others are coming to get the healing that they need. So when we are dealing with certain situations and we're finding ourselves being bit by what's venomous, first of all, we should, you know, have the faith to know the lifestyle of a believer. These are signs that should follow. We don't, it's not a woe is me. Why is this happening to me? I found myself before in that mindset, you know, wondering, okay, I just came out of this, you know, looking to breathe. No, you breathe in between. You breathe in between them storms. You breathe in between them situations. And continue to be equipped, because if you allow yourself to be in an emotional space and make it about you, then what's coming as venomous will be effective because you're emotional. And it's not about us, that the power of God may move through us and people can get healed. People can get delivered. But if we're so focused, understanding we're in a situation, you go to a whole different culture. There's a language barrier. You don't speak the same language. And sometimes people don't even see the same. But it takes certain things to happen for an understanding to come about, because you can't deny what you saw. They saw that snake bite him, come up out that fire and fasten to his hands. They saw it and they knew what should have happened, because they already had their beliefs when it comes to that. They knew what should have happened. And when what should have happened did not happen, then they changed their minds and stopped looking at him as, oh, he must have did something wrong, he's guilty, to wait a minute, what should have happened didn't. The heathens could see the miracles of healing that took place and knew that it had to be the hand of God which produced faith. So many others were brought and were healed. Sometimes in life, we may find ourselves being bit by something venomous that is designed to cause death or great swelling. However, the focus is not about us being bitten. It is more about the onlookers witnessing how we handle the bite. Some may draw their own conclusion as to why the attack happened and what the outcome will be. If we look at Paul, he gathered some sticks and laid them on the fire, and a viper bit him on his hand. Those that saw the snake hang on Paul's hand made their own assumptions based on their belief as to why this happened to him. Paul shook the viper off into the fire, and he felt no harm. When we find ourselves in situations where we are bitten by what's venomous, let it be a true demonstration of the promise that is given to the believer as we do like Paul did and shake off the beast. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. Lord, I thank you for life, health, and strength. God, I ask you that those that are listening now, maybe even listen later, that Father, they get more understanding, Lord, of what it is for the lifestyle of a believer. To understand these signs should follow them that believe. That when we are in situations, or when they are in situations, Lord, and find themselves in something, Lord, that they didn't ask for, coming out of one storm, going into another, being attacked, Lord, by something venomous, that they won't allow their emotions to get in the way. They won't be led by their emotions, but they allow themselves, God, to be led by the Holy Spirit, and not allow the emotions, God, to get them worked up, and not allow themselves, God, to get in a self-centered space as to why is this happening to me. But understand, Lord, that you're right there with them, using them, allowing themselves to be in a place to understand you're using them for your glory. That God, sometimes, Lord, the situations that we may be in, Father, it is not about us. It's for others to see you, others to see the power of God work through our life, God, so they can understand what it is to be a true believer. They can understand what it is, Father, to get the healing that's necessary. They can understand what it is, Lord, for their minds to change and come into the knowledge of the truth. That, Father, we no longer make things about ourselves, but we allow ourselves to be positioned, Father, to be used by you, and you get all the glory. That we don't operate in a space of fear, but we walk by faith. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That we may not even understand where we are right now, God, the culture that we may be in, the presence of, the place that we're in, just like Paul was, Lord, on an island amongst a group of people that don't speak the same language. That when we find ourselves, God, around people that speak a different language, Father, that we just continue to be used by you, knowing that it's by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. And we don't allow the spirit of fear to grip us, for you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And that, Lord, when the thing that comes that's venomous comes to try to attack and attach itself or fasten itself to us, that, Father, we do like Paul did and shake off the beast. That we don't run that we don't fear, but we stand with righteous boldness and shake off the beast. Father, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed. Thank you for joining me on deck in the triage room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the triage room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed.
One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.